Britney Spears says, yes, I lit a cigarette on a flight from Mexico to Los Angeles. She's guilty. Britney Spears, apparently.
Is she on flying United?
She was on a flight on May 22nd. I'm not sure of the airline.
It wasn't an airline. It was a private jet.
Okay.
But you still can't smoke.
She says, my mistake. I thought smoking was allowed.
Because I know the owner of the plane.
Nope. Even weirder. Because the cup holders were on the outside of the aisle, like on the outside of the chair.
Does that indicate?
She thought it was like, oh, well, since they're next to the aisle, it's I can smoke on here.
It's an ashtray.
She went through. I read her whole rambling statement. You know my stance on Britney.
She should never
have been taken off.
Her conservatorship.
And her behavior only gets worse. People behind the scenes on her quote-unquote team are saying now the judge was bullied by the people outside every day, the Free Britney people, who are loons, clearly now you can tell. But she says she gave this rambling statement saying, because the cup holders were next to the aisle on the outside, I thought I could smoke. And I didn't light up, okay? My friend shoved a cigarette in my mouth because I had just tried vodka for the very first time. Lie.
That is what she said. She said that.
What?
My first time drinking vodka, and my friend said, girl, take a cigarette.
She shoved a cigarette in her mouth and lit it. What was she supposed to do? And the flight attendant was very mean.
She says the flight attendant had it in for her from when she first got on the plane.
Because you got crazy. If I was that flight attendant, you're probably sitting there and you're like, I wonder who booked this. And you see this thing crawl out of a cab and you're like, oh, God, it's her.
I thought Britney invented vodka Red Bull
in
the 2000s.
She said I had vodka for the very first time, which made her feel smart, whatever that means. Smart. That was the word she used.
She's never felt so smart in her life.
And her girlfriend sitting next to her said, honey, you need a cigarette. Shoved it in her mouth, lit it. The woman came over, the flight attendant. Somebody took a picture, and the flight attendant said, you must extinguish that cigarette immediately. So she did.
Oh, Brit.
And then they called officials who could give her a talking to when they landed in Los Angeles. And Brit says, calling officials, kind of much, don't you think?
She truly thought they were there just to greet her at the airport. Yeah, not
say hey.
She's like, she was like, I've never been greeted by officials before. So I was like, oh, the FBI's here to talk to me.
I need some extra lip gloss.
It was because she had lit a cigarette on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
She says that's kind of much. You don't need to do something like that. She put it out.
If you own the plane, if you're Jeff Bezos and you own the plane, the pilot works for you, the mechanics all work for you, can you light up on an airplane?
Great question.
Your own airplane.
Great question.
I don't know how that works.
Or is it a safety thing? I mean, it wasn't for 50 years.
Yeah.
People smoked on airplanes.
Well, I'll guess. We can ask Lisa Lanier on Friday. My guess is if you own the plane, you can smoke on the plane.
I would think so. She rented this plane. This was not her own plane.
Right. So, I mean, fine there. She's in the wrong. But I think if you own it, if you're Taylor Swift and you're on your own airplane and you want to smoke or somebody says, do you mind if I smoke? You can make the call. Don't you think? I do.
Yeah. Although,
now, unless it's those federal regulations about aircraft.
But, okay, if you own a restaurant, it doesn't mean you can let people smoke in your restaurant, you know? Right?
True.
Yeah. You can.
Yeah.
You can smoke in your car. I mean, this is a vehicle.
Right. You own the car. You can smoke in your car. I don't know. Good question.
You know, you can't smoke in rental cars.
No. But if you own a car and you've got four people in.
You're not supposed to smoke in most hotel rooms.
If I own a car and people are in the car with me, I can still smoke. Mm-hmm. You know, I can do it. I don't know. It's a great question. Mm-hmm. I bet so. I bet you can,
She also said every flight that she goes on, the flight attendants make sure she's way in the back of the plane. And I'm like, again, just not wanting to deal with her.
Yep, that's right. They put her far away, I guess. Did you say, this is entertainment news. Poor Miley Cyrus has a terrible infection on her knee. Because she was shooting a video for a song she's got coming out. And the song is called Walk of Fame. So she went down to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And they had to shoot like after midnight. And she's crawling around on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And apparently she cut her knee and got a terrible infection.
She's got cellulitis.
She's got your issue.
Truly, that's how you get cellulitis.
She had to go to intensive care. She said for a small amount of time.
It wouldn't shock me.
Because she was down with all the cigarette butts and the nastiness and the syringes down on Hollywood Boulevard.
According, we need to reach out.
This is the, we should
connect the two.
Put the two of you together.
I would not be surprised when they said nasty infection. I thought, I bet she's got cellulitis. That's how cellulitis starts. A lot of times people get it because they're out mowing the grass. Something cut, the cut gets infected, and bam.
That's your game.
I know it well.
That's your disease. She should be your...
I'm the face of cellulitis.
Well, now we have a new one. It's Miley, Miley Cyrus is the voice of cellulitis, unfortunately.
She's going to get more money.
Probably.
Yeah, doubt.
But her work record now, she's missed work more recently than you have.
She had right.
She had to go to the hospital. They had to delay the shoot of the video. But she says if they had cleared the area and cleaned it really well, she would have been okay. They just wanted to do it in a hurry and went down there when nobody was down there. She said it was real nasty, as you can imagine. Well, she really sells out for her art, though, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Always has. Yeah.
I saw a few people commenting going, God, lady.
What are you doing?
Yeah.